Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the official podcast of the Iranian Ayatollah. The man next to me is comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward, your Pantelis. Mm-hmm. Our friend over there, Luigi.
Yeah.
About ready to make some gabagool?
You look like you just got to this country 6 minutes ago.
Yeah, but also like 180 years ago.
Yeah.
You've been here for 6 minutes in the 1920s.
Yeah, you're fresh off the Titanic, bro.
The Titanic hit the iceberg. You swam to Montreal.
It looks I just want to make a pizza.
The Titanic hit you. Alrighty. We got guests today, Mike.
We do have very, very, very special guests with us. First time in the studio, Wes Barker. Second time, Chris Ramsey.
Second time's that.
Thank you so much for being here, guys.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us.
I know it
was tough getting here.
Yeah, there's a little bit of traffic.
They were protesting your arrival.
They were protesting my arrival, yeah, with Iranian flags, oddly enough.
They were protesting Iran. Yeah. I get it. I'm sick of them, too.
Yeah,
I get it.
But I think there's no more Iran in Canada, so I think
they got rid of it.
I don't think they have to protest. It is always funny to me. Not that protesting doesn't mean anything, but like protesting in one's country is probably the move, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like that's a lesser protest, right?
But
it's
you can't
more, like,
do it
support.
There, though.
A couple of years ago, I was in Sherbrooke, and they were protesting Saudi Arabia,
right?
And I was like,
in
Sherbrooke. Like, people that live in Toronto don't know what Sherbrooke is.
I had no idea what you're talking about.
Like, Sherbrooke is a town you know if you live in Montreal. But if you're not from Quebec, you have no idea.
There's one guy in there that was real uncomfortable then.
Yeah.
You're talking about me?
Yeah. Half the people who have heard about it have never been.
Yeah. Sherbrooke or the place they're protesting?
Sherbrooke, for sure.
Okay.
Or Saudi.
Yeah.
Whenever I see those people, I want to go talk to them to see if they'll realize I'm fucking with them. Yeah. Just to go, you're fixing this.
Yeah.
You're showing that goddamn stupid king.
What was that song by Tom Lehrer?
Oh, the folk song Army.
Yeah, like folk song
1967,
Army.
1967, and he has this whole song about it. Basically, he's singing a song about like, oh, they're so brave, standing in cafes, singing their folk songs. You're really changing things. And this is like 60 years ago.
Tom Lehrer is a genius. He was like the Bo Burnham of back then.
Yeah,
I like that kind of shit.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, it's all useless.
Yeah.
You know why? Because nobody cares. There's no quality anymore. And
it's
a bit of
signaling.
You know how I know this? There's no quality anymore? Because I saw what you went through at La Quinta Hotels.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did you see what happened to him?
No, what happened?
And I've stayed at that hotel.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's a terrible, terrible hotel. We're going through it.
You got to let people know.
All right. Yeah. We got absolutely obliterated the night before. Just blackout.
In what city?
In San Antonio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not for no reason. We're there for a podcast, right? The Unsubscribed podcast.
Right. Big podcast.
Reason to drink, for sure.
Yeah, reason to drink. Anyways, we get blackout drunk. And next morning, wake up, massive headache. I'm like, I need some Tylenol. I go downstairs. I'm like, do you have any Tylenol? She's like, no. I'm like, give me 2 bottles of water, $1 each. Boom, do the tap thing, the ping, right? Go back up to the room, look at my phone. She charged me $96. I'm like, oh, this is a fucking racket, dude. This is
a little unreasonable.
My state, right? I'm not too bummed about it.
Was the water?
The water was okay. It was actually pretty good. But then I'm not too bummed about it because I'm like, I'll just go back down and fix it, right? But same time, I'm like, ugh, it's just a headache, dude. I need Tylenol.
Well, hang on, real quick. I want to say it was 92. So when you told me about this, it was $92. And I'm like, oh, the water's supposed to be $2. And she fucking messed
up. Put a 9 in
so
front.
I'm like, this is
How
no
do you
big
mess
deal.
With, up with a 9? No, it was 96. That's what I'm saying.
It was 92. That's why my brain, I was like, this is why. This is why.
Oh,
so I thought it was no big deal at first. I really did.
Right.
So I was like, oh, okay.
You thought it was just a 9 in front of the 2?
Yeah, like,
and it was just decent water, honestly.
Yeah.
And the two is far from the nine. It like is you could far. Hook, like you could hit 32,
yeah,
and or 23,
21, yeah.
And that's why they probably have that confirm button.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
So, anyways, I go back down, not expecting a big deal with Wes. We're gonna go to the corner store, grab a Tylenol or whatever. And I go and I'm like, hey, sorry.
Tylenol was $700.
Exactly. It was just straight codeine. And I was like, hey, you overcharge. And as I'm saying this, she goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. She grabs my phone. I'm like, all right, sus. You're a scammer.
Wait, while you're talking?
While I'm talking. Yeah, whatever, no apology. Bro. She's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was homely. She was pretty homely. It was like.
Are you trying to say disgusting?
And mean. Yeah. It was like she had all the worst physical and like just characteristics of a person.
She looked like the state she's from.
Oh, she was Ursula?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And like mean about
badass,
it. And
I was like, I like Texas.
And she's watching some live stream.
Fat, like
that is
not.
True.
Anyways, yeah. They didn't end up refunding me. She's like,
she didn't refund you?
Nope. No. She's like, oh no, I refunded you. Look, and then she shows me her screen, but it's a different credit card number on her screen. So I'm figuring out her racket. I'm like, oh, you just charged and then reimbursed a different card while keeping mine, right?
Oh, she reimbursed her card.
Maybe.
What
right?
A bitch.
Oh, that's a good
she
one.
Is that's a good racket.
Right. Right, double damn. Scam.
Poseidon. You're the legendary scam artist. What do you think of those scams? Top notch?
That's a good
scam. Yeah, he's like, that's a good racket.
So, yeah.
Oh, dude. We started a mutiny, though.
Yeah. Like, literally, at one point, I stand up because Chris is like, this has got to be crazy. I'm like, this is a scam. And this lady behind us, like, she's like, you're getting your money back, too? We're like, oh, there's half more people. She's like, we had bed bugs. He had cockroaches. And she goes over to the fucking meal breakfast area and is like, everybody, listen. we all need to demand your money back.
Dude, we started a mutiny. Like, there was an uprising happening.
It was fucking
all because I just fucking wanted a bottle of water, dude. And I didn't. I started caring less and less about my money, and I was just like, just say sorry.
Yeah.
Just fucking apologize.
And I'm having the worst day than everybody in there. Because when Chris came upstairs to tell me about this originally, he's like checking his phone on the way, and he's like, she's charging $92 for a bottle of water. What the fuck? And I'm like, oh. And then like he was really upset about it, and I was like, I'll tell him, because I had this little secret I was keeping.
Uh-oh.
I had pissed on my pants. Not in
Wait, hold on.
Hold you on. Put your pants on yeah. the in the on the floor in the bathroom, yep. And then you
no, besides
not,
bed.
Not in the bathroom, beside the bed.
This is a kink.
Oh, that's like amazing. A sexual kink. That is an amazing drug story.
Well, I know I wake up and I got they're just soaked from below.
No,
the
before
knees.
That though. You go, why do I have a ton of toilet paper stuffed in my boxers?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, too.
And I'm like, wait, what's that?
I think drunkenly after I pissed on my pants.
He's like, this will stop the next one.
So just a huge wad of, I had a fucking
you wanted
Poseidon-sized dick in my pants. Which
you wanted to build
there.
A dam.
I think so.
I have to, this is how I'm imagining
a piss
this.
Dam.
He's up on a table saying, you need to demand your money back. They've been mistreating us. And you're like, I pissed my pants.
I just held up soaking wet pants. Yeah. And they're inverted. The way it should be so
wait,
so
did Chris the people so get their money back?
No, we didn't,
you should have demanded, I want my money back, and he wants a pair of pants.
Yeah. Dude, they brought in the manager. I was like, I'll wait for the manager, because me and him were already...
Oh, the manager's probably in on it,
oh,
though, right?
So this is what I'm thinking. And me and him are already like, all right, we're already invested. This is going to be a good story.
Yeah.
And let's just go with it. And
Chris was like, I need that 192. Yeah.
So a manager comes in, and I feel like he's taken like a weekend's Tony Robbins course, right? So he... He's throwing out words that he just learned to try and throw me off and stuff, but trying to be professional.
He builds character to get robbed.
Yeah,
at a
but
hotel.
Then he goes, okay, sir. He's like, okay, can we both agree that we've been in business for 15 years? Can you agree on that? And I'm like, I see what you're doing. You're just trying to make me agree with anything just so you
can
score.
We agree
just,
can we that agree? My yeah. company has been in business for, what the fuck yeah. I do with anything?
I'm like, okay. Yeah. And he's like, good. So you agree. And right, as if he won something, right? And I'm like, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. We never reimbursed
him. He's like, you used your credit card before. Literally said that to him after that. And Chris was like, yeah. And he's like, so you agree? And we're like, wow.
Yeah.
This guy's professional. He does this every fucking day.
Yeah, he's been watching like some like, and even, like fucking Andrew Tate or something.
But like,
this is a bottle of water. You agree, sir, right? That's a bottle of water. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We're in agreement, so go home.
I'm trying to figure out like what actually, because now that I'm realizing
you
we're
called
here,
your credit card company, right?
We're here. It's weeks later. And I don't remember. I left feeling not too bad. I guess because we got. To
I guess it worked.
Yeah, it worked for them.
You know what's amazing?
But hold, did you get your money back? Did you call the credit?
No,
company?
I dropped it. I was like, "It's gonna fuck."
And
out.
He probably filmed you saying, "I agree," and then he'll edit. So you, you paid $100 for water. That's okay, right? I agree.
So
you pissed on
enough,
your friend's pants.
Funny
right?
enough, I said, "You're not going to. You charged me $100 for two bottles of water, and you're not going to refund me." I was getting pretty, and he goes, "That's correct." I take out my phone. I'm like, wow, that's messed up. I'm like, anyways. So you said you're, and he caught on, right? So I got like a whole tail end of a bullshit story, but yeah.
But we made it here. We got here.
I want to set garbage. I want to set that place on fire.
Texas is wild, dude.
Yeah, it sucked. I mean, Texas is great, but that place sucked.
There's some wild shit to happen in Texas.
I've only been to Houston and Dallas.
Dude, Austin is where it's at.
Yeah. But even Houston and Dallas that everyone talks shit about, Houston, I loved it. Yeah.
I didn't like Houston.
I liked Houston. What,
I didn't hate it, but it was just meh. I like Dallas, though.
Yeah. Those are real cowboy towns, right?
Dallas, I had a friend that had asked me, she was like, can you get me some memorabilia of JFK?
Yeah.
And then I felt bad
like
being...
Like brains?
No, like she thought there'd be like shirts or pins.
Oh, is that where the grassy knoll is?
This is where... Yeah, that's where the grassy knoll is. But I was like, I can't ask someone in their town going, you know when you murdered the president? Do you guys have t-shirts or pins?
I would.
Stupid friend.
Yeah, it's fucking dope business though.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have souvenirs. I doubt it.
They probably do have one place that people fucking hate.
That's lunatic.
Like just shirts that like it was the driver or something, right?
I'm the third gunman.
Yeah. That'll be a good shirt.
That's probably the
third, gunman. Yeah.
Austin's pretty crazy, dude. They love guns out there. Austin, sorry, Texas. Austin's a little more liberal. It's a little more left leaning.
Yeah,
it's like a small LA. So, but we got to shoot guns and everything.
Is it really liberal or it's liberal for Texas? I imagine it like that's they're
it's liberal for Texas.
Left leaning, but they love their guns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're me.
A lot of them like making fun of both.
Okay.
Which is great, which I like. And that's why, you know, I think comedy thrives there a lot when you have one of those places that's one leaning but accepted by the other. And sort of there's like 100 people a day moving to Austin permanently. So it's booming right now.
Speaking of guns, I bought.
Yeah, and Austin.
Oh,
yeah. Shit. Yeah. Elon's in Austin too.
Yeah. I bought the flamethrower.
You bought a flamethrower?
No.
It's
that's clickbait, dude. Yeah. What the fuck? It's not a flamethrower, clearly.
And then,
it does say not a flamethrower.
It's clearly not a flamethrower
for military use only. That's wild.
That's wild.
I
want to
see what it looks.
Dude, that is pretty. You need a gas tank though.
Yeah, I don't have the gas tank, but
dude. Let's get this out here.
They give a $5 bill to buy a propane tank.
Wow.
Holy shit, bro.
That's a nice.
They give you money to go buy a propane tank? That's sick. That's a good move.
Ooh.
So about that protester problem.
Yeah. You know what's fucked up though? Because I like guns, but I'm afraid if I had a real gun, I'd end up shooting someone.
Yeah.
So I wanted something like this.
Right.
I know if someone breaks in my house, I'm going to scare the fuck out of them, but I'm not going to use it because I'll burn my house down.
Yeah.
They're like, don't steal. Oh, you want to steal that?
Either that or you can be like, I'm over here with your little candle and they're just going to shoot you. I don't know. One of the two.
How far does this go?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not like an actual, because I think actual flamethrowers douse gas or like this liquid gas on
you. Yeah, it throws it.
Yeah, this is just kind of like a
candle.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, when you see those performers sort of blow fire.
Yeah, okay, that's
it's
fucking
that
cool, kind of
thing.
Bro.
Yeah, it's really
be like 6 feet for sure.
Yeah, right? It's got to be that.
Where are you going to test it out?
I don't know. I'll go after the podcast. I'll go buy a propane tank.
Dope.
I'll fucking scare the shit out of my mother.
You know up while I'm away.
Do you know what this is great for though? Just like. Just bring it on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For no reason. It's so good. It's pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
People love fire.
Oh, fuck. The shows at Club
Soda. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had t-shirt cannons, and they were going ape shit for those.
Yeah.
Oh, did you buy those?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How much are they?
It's like $1,200 for a good one.
Okay.
Because this one you can shoot up to like 50 feet. I didn't want to shoot more than that. They got some that'll reach like, you know, these giant machine guns that'll reach the top bleachers at the ACC or whatever, the Bell Center, yeah.
Ours is doing 50 feet, no problem.
50 feet, no problem.
Yeah.
50 feet is far.
But you make your money back on your merch because you hold up the shirt, right, that you put in the cannon, you ball it up, you switch it for just a regular shirt, right? You put it in the cannon, you shoot it out there. They freak out because they think it's the good shirt. It's not. So you make your money back.
I wanted to
it's
get...
It's just riddled with smallpox.
Yeah.
I wanted to get...
La Quinta shirt.
When we did the Bell Center show, I wanted to get a t-shirt gun, but I didn't have enough t-shirts because we couldn't get them like
those printed. Sold out quick.
So
too.
So I was like, let's just buy white t-shirts and then write like with a Sharpie, we sell t-shirts at the stand. But
so
then
good.
We didn't do it.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. We had a donation. donation button. So we had like pins. We just leave them at the door with a jar. We like leave what you want. And at the end of the night, it was like $500-$600 in there.
So people grab a pin and they leave whatever they want.
They leave 20 just to support.
Some people pay whatever and grab a pin. Some people just fucking take a pin. Like it literally, like it's like it's really no pressure. It's like written right on there. Yeah. Like it's free if you want to be. Who gives a shit?
So it's like drinking money for after the show.
Yeah. Yeah. We were surprised. We're like, damn, people are nice. Yeah. They just ask for money. Those homeless guys in the street got to figure it out, dude.
Go buy pins and start a business.
Yeah. They're not magical.
Well, these, yeah.
That's the difference.
I bet that would be
I saw a guy actually downtown with the fishing rod with the cup on the end of it today.
Oh, really?
And like that was a nice little gimmick. Like just holding out in front of people.
Did you break his legs?
No, I ran away.
I saw a homeless guy juggling when I was at the light.
How are you homeless if you have that talent?
I don't know. And he was good too. Like he didn't, like he was actually like legit a good juggler. But juggling isn't the type of industry that you can, like if you see your son juggling, you're not like, he's going to be a fucking millionaire. That guy is fucking. Yeah.
There aren't very many.
He needs an agent. All he needs is an agent.
His problem is he couldn't juggle his life and his addiction to crime. That was the problem. That's what got them.
Yeah, he's also never the main event.
Yeah.
You know, he's always opening, forever an opener.
Yeah, it's true. Who the fuck's going to go watch a juggler for an hour?
Yeah, you're forever an opener.
Then again, there's a comedian who's very good. He juggles and he does comedy at the same time. See, Ivan Paisel. Different, though. He's very, because he's funny and he's juggling. So people are like, oh my, that's a chainsaw.
Yeah, comedy juggling's where it's at.
Yeah.
I tell you, there's like, if you do it like just randomly somewhere, like no one shows up with a bigger crowd than the first minute and a half of a juggling show. Like they draw a crowd quick.
People
let's see the juggler, and then like 2 minutes in, they're all like.
But it goes from okay to amazing to who cares?
Yeah.
In like a minute, because they're like, he's got three belts. He's got goddamn, he's got a chainsaw.
There's nothing.
But
then
once he's got a knife, you're like, okay, unless he has a live grenade and a baby and a fucking raccoon, like I'm out.
A rabid rodent.
It's some ludicrous stuff that you will see in the street performers.
Yeah, dude. I made a video the other day just like looking at street performing, like street magic types. And a lot of those homeless guys are, dude, this one guy was drunk, just completely blasted and probably, you know, on something else, on like meth or something, whatever it was. Yeah. And you couldn't barely understand him, but he did this like routine with like salt and like a thumb tip or whatever. And it was so well put together. Like everything else in this guy's life was falling apart, but fuck man, his magic was together. Like he got that shit nailed down. He couldn't understand what he was saying, but like all the slights are perfect. It was like muscle memory or something.
You know
amazing.
What it might be though? He might be just an average magician, but he's like, I'm going to pretend to be fucked up. And then people are like, the bar impressive. Is going to be so low. Yeah. They're going to be like, look at that guy.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to pull my teeth out for this bit also.
Why do you think he pissed on his pants? It's just so you're like, how is this guy so good?
Yeah.
There's something to this idea.
Yeah, it's misdirection.
Yeah, I think so.
So, going back to that. So you waited because you're like, all right, he's angry right now with the money. I'll wait to tell him I pissed myself.
No,
I told him. I told him to cheer him up.
You did cheer. He's like, this will cheer you up.
I was never going to tell him.
Did you have an extra pair of pants?
Yeah.
Okay.
You only brought two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, you had to throw this one in the wash when we got to the Airbnb.
But imagine instead of wearing pants the night that I pissed on them, imagine if I wore shorts, I would have missed completely.
You would have pissed on my pants.
It was below the knees.
You were pissed all over the bed?
I'm so glad we were in the same room. Like, there was
I have a history of getting a little bit tipsy.
That's not a little bit.
Peeing on things.
That's not a little bit.
A little bit tipsy. Yeah.
I pissed on my printer one time, which I woke up.
On your printer?
Yes. Yeah, so I woke up in the morning and I was like this. I was like, I woke up and I was like, and I had like the flash in my eyes and me pissing on the printer. I'm like, no, that's a dream. So I go into my office and I look at the paper's all dry, but it's all fucked up. God, and I was like, so I gotta get a cloth and some fucking vinegar and I'm like wiping this down.
Vinegar.
It takes away the smell.
My wife's of course you know this.
How do you know this? Yeah.
He's like, the exact it works. It works on the back seats of cars.
That's so funny.
Inside
dude.
Churches.
Off of
it works
bodies.
Anywhere.
Yeah. 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 It doesn't matter.
Great for blood and cum.
Yeah.
Well, I did it. It worked. And I got away with that one.
Wait, why'd you piss on the printer?
You mean you got away with it?
What? Because Kristen didn't find out. My wife didn't
find out.
Yeah. Because that's the type of thing.
She doesn't like podcasts.
If your wife finds out, that's rough. Because she's like, okay. You know, we both know you drink, but this is a little
It's game over,
yeah.
The other day I was telling a story about how I forgot I had a rental car, And then I forgot my wife didn't know that story. She's like, when was this? And I was like, oh.
What do you forgot?
Oh, I woke up in the morning so fucked up. And I just go and I just get in a taxi. I forgot Ubers existed. I got in a taxi and I go to the airport and I'm almost at the airport and I reach my pocket and I pull out keys. I go, oh yeah, I rented a car.
Did you call, like you called Davis and so said.
I walk into hey. Avis at the Vancouver airport. I said, here you go. And they're like, thanks. I'm like, the car's not here though. And they go, what? And I'm like, it's downtown at the Sheraton. And they're like, I'm like, I gotta get a plane to catch. I fucked up. Sorry. And I like left. I didn't even let the lecture sink in. I walked away and I get on the flight, airplane mode. I land. So many missed calls.
From them?
Yeah. So I pick up. This one guy's calling me. He sounds like he's a young kid. He's like, hey, man, I work for Avis. I'm trying to get the car back. Where is it? Because I just said,
they don't have trackers in those fucking cars.
No. Well, he's on like six underground floors of this hotel as well. So giant like, parking spaces.
And he's like, I'm running around Sheraton. And I'm like, oh, that was the week before. Mm. I'm like, this week they put me up at the Fairmont. I'm like, that's the wrong hotel. I'm sorry.
No.
So this guy, for hours, have been going up and down all these floors. Wow. Anyways, I'm a good person.
God, you're a train wreck.
You know what, though?
Nah. Did you piss on this kid?
This was over the course of, like multiple days. Yeah. So it's okay.
So what we're saying is, just like R. Kelly just loves drinking is all it is. But is all it really comes down to.
The kid calls me like, we found a car. He reeks of urine.
It's probably a good day for that kid, though. You think about working for Avis, like at the airport or whatever it is, like running around the city in parking lots. It's not a bad day.
Your job, you became a detective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to solve a mystery.
Yeah, you had a lead.
And now you have to solve a mystery.
You were picking up a scent.
Yeah, you're Batman.
A regular gumshoe.
It's fucking awesome.
He did kind of sound like, oh, man, okay. So I don't know. He didn't sound too enthused. But
especially
I like
a different hotel.
Did you see a man covered in piss in the parking lot?
Yeah, he reeked, sir, of urine and vinegar.
See, I had to switch rental cars companies.
There's something weird about rental cars that when you bring them back, if you don't put gas in it, you feel guilty. Yeah. And then you realize, who cares? Yeah. Like last week, it wasn't a rental car, it was a Turo. But I'm driving back and I'm like, fuck, I forgot to put gas in. And I'm freaking out. And then I'm like, who cares? Who cares? The guy, even if he gives me
a charge,
one star, who cares? Yeah. I'll just fucking rent from somewhere else. Yeah. Like, who cares?
Yeah,
exactly. This doesn't matter at all.
I started doing that because like they'll tell you, we'll give you a little surcharge. We have to fill it up or
who
whatever,
cares?
Right? So who cares?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm renting them constantly to do our podcast, and I always burn some gas, and I don't fill it up all the time. And then after a while, I realized they're not surcharging me.
Yeah. That's a threat.
Like one out of Empty five, threat. They hit me with it. So most of the time, they don't notice.
Yeah.
Totally that's true. They do that with smoking. They do it with smoking. You rent a car, smoking it, rent a hotel, smoking it. And it's true. I every time I go to a hotel, I go, hey, can I get a smoking room? And they go, oh, no.
We don't have any of those.
They say you're not allowed to smoke in here. It's a $250 fine. And I say, those are two things. Those are two different things. Yeah. You're telling me the upgrade to a smoking room right now is $250.
Yeah.
Is what you're really saying. And they're always confused. They're like, you're not going to arrest me?
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a record. You're just going to charge me? That's an upgrade. That's all that is.
True.
It's not like in a plane where they land it and put you in handcuffs.
Yeah.
You know, which by the way,
you don't think
I still vape in planes.
You don't think they're going to land the hotel? They're going to turn the hotel around.
We'll turn this hotel around.
Chris, I love it because it's the only upgrade that they're not going to give to you. You have to take it. You have to seize that, everybody.
You're going to be a pioneer.
Yeah.
They don't smoke, so I never thought about that.
The only thing you got to do is you got to roll up a towel underneath the main door so that it doesn't go in the hallway.
Yeah. So you smoke.
Yeah. And
if they have windows, you open the window.
That's right.
One thing when I used to smoke, I haven't smoked in 10
years.
People
are not that mad about
weed.
If
you give a big tip to the cleaning lady, you could shit on the couch. She doesn't care. I wouldn't shit on the couch, literally.
But if
you fuck something up and you go, okay, they're going to charge me at least $300 for this. If you leave $100 to the cleaning lady, she's going to flip the cushion. She's not going to fucking
dude.
Rat her friend that gave her $100.
She'll get the new girl to do it.
Yeah.
She'll snatch that $100.
Yeah, very loyal, these
and give you
ladies.
A bottle of water for it.
Yeah.
The worst is cleaning ladies that even though you have the do not disturb sign, they still try to come in.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that.
Oh. Yeah,
we've been
yeah,
getting a lot. Well, you've been getting
that happened
a lot
to me recently. It kept happening to me.
That happened to me in LA last week.
I was so pissed. Yeah. And then I was yelling. I came out with my underwear. And I was like, hey, fuck, it says don't disturb. Don't disturb. You're disturbing. You're disturbing. And I was just freaking out.
Yeah, what do they want to do in there?
Because like, do you want to? She was like, do you want me to clean? I go, but it says don't disturb.
They want to see your dick.
Yeah, all you have to do is don't disturb.
Not against it. Don't hate slutty cleaning lady.
You're disturbing.
She's a two, but she's a maid. Let's be honest, right? You know what I mean? She's a two, but she like cleans hotel rooms. Like, come on, let's be honest.
The year I hosted the Nasty Show that Artie Lang was on the show, he got his cleaning lady sucked his dick.
Artie Lang, huh?
Artie Lang. And I was like, okay, she was like a fan of Howard Stern.
That was a hostel.
And then he was like, no, she didn't even know who I was. And I was like, she was like, she's a French girl. And I'm and this is Artie before the fucking weird nose.
Yeah.
But he was still a three.
Yeah.
Like he's a one now, but he used to be a three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, she was sucking my dick. And I was like, how would she? He was like, she came in my room. She was like, do you mind if I clean? I was like, no. I was in my underwear on the bed. I started crying. And I was like, what? And he was like, I was crying. And then she started consoling me and it made me cry even more. And then she started sucking my dick. And I was like, that's insane.
That's insane. That's wild.
That's insane.
That's a move,
though. Yeah. And then he was like, he's
I've never cried before
again.
Sex.
Look at that face. He's getting tears ready.
He got pity sex from a cleaning lady.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's next level.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Imagine the cleaning lady pitying you. You got to be pretty down on your luck.
Yeah, how's she telling that story, though?
Yeah. And,
like,
and
I blew this guy
know.
Happy. I don't know. Like.
And plus, like, if you know who Artie Lang is, mm-hmm. that's not even a good story to tell your girlfriends.
Right.
Because they'll be like, ew.
Exactly. As soon as you said it, I was like, okay.
But she just fucking blew a random, like, crack guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's probably, there's probably like, your counters are probably filled with like bags of Coke and whatever.
Yeah.
Might have been one of those heyday Artie Lang ones, you know?
Yeah. She blew an autistic.
Yeah, if she swallowed him, she probably got high.
She probably
as
got
fuck.
High. Yeah, she's like, why can't I feel the back of my throat?
She's like,
why is the back of my throat numb?
This guy's cum is magical. Who is this goblin?
I think
I have COVID. What is that? I can't feel anything in my mouth. Is that what it is?
That's a good story.
Yeah, that was crazy. Wow. And he got insulted because I forget who we were talking to, and I was like, "Hey, tell him you're a cleaning lady story." And he was like, "She's not a cleaning lady; she's a maid." And I was like, "Oh, you fucking
is that,
fag!
Is that is that correct to say?
I don't know.
You say cleaning lady?
Yeah.
Well, you don't talk about
it's
you don't
never
talk
a cleaning
about my
guy. I have never, I think, ever seen a cleaning guy.
Maybe you don't call the cleaning guy the cleaning lady then. But if it's a lady, fuck it.
Yeah.
I wanted to hire.
Have you ever seen a cleaning guy?
A cleaning lady at my house. And I was trying to explain, but I was trying to be, I was asking a friend who's kind of woke. So, but I want to hire a cleaning lady person. So, but I couldn't say a cleaning person. So I was like, a cleaning lady. Dude, it could be a dude, but it's a cleaning lady. I need a cleaning lady.
Yeah, in Thailand, you get a cleaning lady boy.
Yeah, you get a lady boy.
Yeah, two for one.
You only find out after, though.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all about deals in Thailand.
Yeah.
That's it.
You no matter how hard you cry, you still have to pay them.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Oh yeah, that's true. Because he cried, it was a free blowjob.
Yeah,
he must love Montreal.
Yeah, probably.
This is great. French Canadian maids.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
Yeah, no, but I don't like. I get very upset if I hear the door knocking in the morning and I have the Do Not Disturb sign. Mm. I lose my shit.
Yeah, so I have a theory, a conspiracy theory that they make the circles that you know the circles the holes onto the door on the cardboards, they make them too fucking large, dude. And they're always dangling off every time I shut my door.
Yeah.
I think it's a strategy so they can, like, find a reason to get in your room.
But why do they want
to
get in my room?
I hate people in my room.
You know what's fun, though, is you go to your friend's room and you flip it over because the Do Not Disturb and Please Clean is the same sign. Did you check on your
I
door?
Did. That's okay. Good. That's what I was pointing at.
Yeah. What,
you know,
is there anyone for like free blowjobs on set?
A crying blowjob.
There's a crying emoji.
Teary blowjob.
I just want one of them to fucking take a trip in an airplane one point because they have a sweet little slide thing that shows the outside what you want. You know, it's occupied, vacant. Every fucking porta potty in the world.
And they got the lights.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, they got the lights in planes.
Why don't you just have that set up at the fucking hotel?
Because they don't care. Even when you have don't disturb, they will disturb.
Right, that's fair. Yeah.
I don't know. This is my theory. They want to end their shift. They're worried that you're going to leave an hour later. and that they're gonna have to clean it after, and it's gonna fuck everything up. So they're like, let me just force my way. Maybe they're not there. Let me.
What a weird stress.
Maybe that's why she blew already. Just trying to get him out of the room.
Yeah. Like, I want to go home early.
Let's go.
She was pulling on his dick with her mouth.
She's like, I love you. I love you. I think I have feelings. Yeah. He's like,
he came in the hallway. What?
She just didn't want to do any overtime. That's all it was.
Dude, can you imagine the post nut ordeal you go through after that? After you've done crying. Right, you're probably obliterated. You've done crying. She's consoled you. Went through that. She sucked your dick, and now there's like the cleanup.
And
does she swallow? Does she like
even
spit
worse?
It in the napkin?
Like, even worse. Then you're sitting. You're like, does this? Do I have to take this into account for the tip?
Yeah, because if you give a huge tip, you're like, I'm calling her a whore.
You just turned into
she's
a hooker.
She's a prostitute now.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so now you're like,
that is weird.
So you give a regular tip, but a regular tip, she'll be like, I sucked your dick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
on my
a conundrum.
Knees to suck your dick, and you left me $5.
I let you come everywhere because I was going to clean it anyways. Where do you come? Wherever you want. Yeah. Washing it anyways.
If they put a blue light in this room, we're all in trouble. All right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, that's
they do that in public restrooms.
Blue light?
It's like a UV black light or whatever.
Yeah, the black light.
Like, and you walk in there, you're like, oh, it's disgusting. You know, I have to come in here.
They did it in the subways too.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, there was a report, even the rails that you touched, they were full of semen. Yeah. Do you remember that shit?
Yeah.
Is it people are jerking off and just going
but
to
like,
work?
They used to throw this up at our, they throw them on in our high school dances, these DJs. And like everybody's just
stains everywhere.
It's, it's like a bunch of teenage kids. Yeah. They would do it for like every now
there's
and then.
There's like pre-cum drips on all the black pants. Yeah.
Bro,
there's that one teacher right here.
Yeah. I had that once.
On the street.
Yeah, you need
I remember back in the day, I had that once. I was in a discotheque and the light came on. And I had like the light on my shirt. And I was like, oh, fuck, this is embarrassing. So then I was like, all right. I'm
spilling things on yourself?
Yeah, I'm Napoleon now.
Guys, I didn't jerk off myself. It's his cum.
I went into a strip club in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio, strip club. It was a magic convention.
How are strip clubs in Ohio?
Exactly what you think of, right? And we went to like three. Well, I can say I was rolling with a pretty famous magician. I'm not gonna say his name, but we went to a bunch of strip clubs, and there were like they call them spinners in strip clubs. I guess they're like little ladies.
Okay,
yeah, little ladies,
majits.
Yep, and they're great. By the way, I've never seen anything so amazing. And I walk into this place, and I'm wearing like an orange, but it's almost like fluorescent orange shirt. I'm at a magic convention. I don't give a shit, right? I didn't expect to be going here, but there's black lights everywhere. Dude, I was a glowing orb. I walked in. I looked like an entity, dude. Everybody at like 3 feet away from me, their faces were orange. It was
holy
that bad,
God,
dude. And we're like trying not to draw attention. Meanwhile, I'm literally like a UAP, like a fucking unidentified phenomenon rolling through the club.
And the Jeeps are chasing you?
Yeah, it was just wild, dude. I felt weird because if you were here, half of his face, like literally,
nice
was like that sign right there behind you.
Fuck.
If you stood close to that. Yeah, so
that was incognito, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to keep a low profile.
What did your magician friend say? He's like, you son of a bitch.
He was already gone. He was already in the. Yeah.
As soon as you started glowing, he's like, I'm out.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out. Can't be next to this guy.
Does he live in Cleveland?
No. What? No. That place is ratchet as fuck. It's
Ohio in general?
Clubs. Oh, I would say.
Yeah.
I would say parts of it, definitely parts of it. But
the airport in Cincinnati, I don't know if they have a lot of airports that are like this, but I remember the airport in Cincinnati, you can smoke in the airport. Yeah. There's still sections,
Florida
like smoking
too.
Sections.
Miami, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Wow. I remember, like, I didn't smoke when I was in Cincinnati, and I felt like smoking, because the smoking section, there was a bar. Like, usually, if they have a smoking section, it'll be, like almost a phone
room.
Booth. Or it's disgusting. But this place, like, to have a drink, I had to go in the smoking section.
That's cool.
Whoa. Yeah, and I was like, this is amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
More of that.
I like
so Miami's like that.
Yeah, in Miami they have no roof, right? Because it's always nice weather there, right? So it's just like a straight up, so you get that ventilation, and you're in there, and people are like they're eating burgers while they're smoking. It's fucking amazing to watch.
I love that.
Yeah,
shit.
It's America, baby.
Yeah,
I like. I'm not a smoker, but I like smoking sections. I like that.
You like the people.
Era. Yeah, it's the era I grew up in. Everyone was smoking.
Yeah, smoking's cool, dude.
Yeah, I remember going to restaurants and like, we'll sit in the no smoking section, which is still the smoking section.
Yeah.
Because
you can't tell the smoker not to go there.
Yeah.
So I love that. I like dimly lit smoky rooms. Even like when for his shows, some theaters
they would allow it.
It up nice, just so it could
with the haze. You mean?
Like yeah, haze? And oh, I love that feeling. I love that feeling of you're in a room and it's smoky a bit and you're performing. In my head, same thing with hockey. I love the old arenas.
Right.
I love seeing that it's grimy a little bit.
Yeah.
There's something human about it.
Yeah, definitely.
More guys like you and me, we benefit from that for optics. We look more attractive.
Yeah, well you know? Not as really unattractive is what I would say. Yeah, I love the dimly lit smoky rooms. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. And smells great in there too.
Yeah, I like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yo, can we? This, you're never going to be able to use it inside, right?
Of course.
I'm not going to use it in my house.
No, obviously not. Somewhere with like some space.
Yeah.
Like, can we use this at Club Soda?
We could use.
You could use that Club Soda, 100%.
Maybe the first. I don't know. Since we're filming, so I don't want it. Like, just in case it doesn't. It's weird. I don't want that in my special. Uh-huh. Just like after people are like, why did he pull a gun out?
Do it after the show and then cut it in.
Why did he sacrifice that homeless guy? He just set him on fire and we sat there laughing.
That'd be the worst way to kill yourself, too. If you put the barrel in your mouth and then.
No, you just let the gas go in. You don't even like. You don't even hit the flick. Right? You just let the gas go in. That's how you do it.
That was one of the death scenes in the new Halloween. He took one of those fucking blowtorches and he killed a guy
In his mouth. Like, what kills you back there?
I don't know. I guess he burned his head off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that must be a long,
painful death.
Yeah.
Yeah, burning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
burning by the mouth.
Burning by the mouth.
Yeah.
Fucked, bro.
That's fucked. Yeah, mouth, eyes.
That's like gonorrhea.
Yeah.
That shit still kills you.
What?
That could kill you, yeah. Apparently
gonorrhea.
I think gonorrhea, it kills you.
Doesn't.
Like gonorrhea affects your brain. They said it burns your brain. It's gonorrhea, right? Or chlamydia. One of those two. Al Capone. Who the fuck had it? Some mobster
syphilis?
Had it. Was it syphilis? It might have been
syphilis.
Syphilis.
There we go.
Syphilis, right?
Yeah, that's definitely.
Syphilis. Is that the one that fucks up your brain?
It's why they wore those big wigs. It's why they wore those big wigs.
Yeah, how fucking crazy is that? That you could fucking catch something that'll just slowly rot.
Yeah,
your
what's
brain.
Funny is that like these old guys were fucking, dude, because they were like they were cheating on their wives.
So then everyone had
and
syphilis.
So like they were like syphilis ridden, but then
and they'd
because
wash,
they wore
like,
it
every year.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. And because they wore it, they were cool, right? Yeah. They were like the old cool rich guys, right? So like all everybody else was like, I'm gonna get me a wig too. But these guys aren't fucking. They're not getting syphilis out there.
But they look like they have.
Yeah,
syphilis.
They started a trend just because. They were
I don't
dying.
Know why you can't get laid. I got this new wig. That's why you can't get laid.
Yeah.
You look like you're carrying disease.
Exactly.
Benjamin Franklin wrote a letter that they've suppressed for years, and then I heard about it on another podcast recently, that he wrote a letter to like his one of his mentors, or mentees, I guess. Yeah,
These hoes ain't loyal.
Yeah, no, and he was talking about how to, it was a whole letter on how to choose a proper mistress.
Oh,
and he
said,
choose an old woman, because she's less likely to have disease, or else she would have died already.
Like,
she's not fucking as often, so that's better. I don't think you could tell the difference between an old pussy and a young pussy in the dark. I know when you used the old word for pussy. I don't know what it was. But yeah, I had all these.
Plus, in those days before electricity, that was so true.
Yeah.
You might as well. If you only fuck at night.
If you're fucking after 7, they all look the same.
Exactly.
Is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, choose a lady.
That sounded that very much candle. Like a pedophile. If you're fucking after 7, they all look the same.
Yeah that was part of the letter. Yeah. That's why it's
I'm out. Dude, after 7, I'm out.
That was part of the letter. You can't know. They're talking about school. Nobody knows.
There's no time of day you can say that makes sense.
Yeah, no. I actually had a funny thought the other day. I don't know if it's funny, but I thought, like, if there aren't any kids around.
Oh, let's see this.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a letter. Yeah, I was just gonna say, if there aren't any kids around, pedophiles are just guys, just dudes, right?
Yeah,
the only pedophiles when their kids around. Yeah. So like, they're just guys, they're just chilling. They're
so
having a good time.
So we should, to solve pedophilia, we should murder every child.
Get rid of the kids,
yeah.
Or give them. Mm. I always think like give them sex dolls, like children sex dolls. That would fix everything.
There was a company a couple years ago from China that used to make like real dolls, but miniature ones that looked like little children.
Yeah.
And people lost their shit. But that's actually
a
good thing for pedophiles.
Yeah.
Because the pedophile is going to be a pedophile.
Yeah, and even for 100%. People who want to experiment, you know what it's like.
We should at least try that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that part. But
sorry, my brain didn't register that right away.
I was like, no, I
think it's good for everybody. I really.
No, I'm not. Do you want one? I have 4 in my car.
podcast. We start training people to become
you know, maybe that's what it'll start.
The starter kit. Now you're
like, this isn't illegal at all. Well, I'm gonna give it a try. You know.
Oh no,
that's wild. All right, bring that letter back.
Yeah,
up.
The way it looked, though, it looks like he's just super pro marriage.
Yeah, I think it's lower than the thing. They read it on this podcast. I wasn't reading. It. I was
listening because he's like my young friend, a man who's not married.
Do you
want to
read it? You don't have a mic.
No, he doesn't have
a mic. Use this one.
And he can't read.
That's why, yeah.
You can't read, that's why.
Hold on. This is going to be a little awkward.
Oh, yeah, you might be right here. They might have flavored.
My dear friend, I know of no medicine.
No, don't do an Italian accent.
Yeah, don't do an accent.
I know of no medicine fit to diminish. This is weird. Hold on.
I know
of no medicine fit to diminish the violent natural inclinations you mentioned. And if I did, I think I should not communicate to you. Marriage is the proper remedy. It is like the most natural state of man, and therefore the state in which you are most likely to find solid happiness.
USA! USA! USA!
But!
Get an old whore. You know what's better than marriage? Old whores.
Your reasons against entering into a present... present appear to me not well founded. The circumstantial advantages you have in view by postponing it are not only uncertain, but they are small in comparison with that of the thing itself.
So his mentee was just with a chick he didn't like.
Yeah,
basically.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
But I think he says like just marry her and then you can do
the third page.
Whatever. Yeah.
There's a lot of pages there.
More pages.
Yeah.
That was a whole document.
That's why he's...
Oh, really? It's a fucking thesis he wrote.
Advice to a young tradesman written by an old one.
No. Go,
where's about the...
Advice
about
to a young whoremonger written by an old one.
Get to the word he used for pussy.
Yeah.
I wonder what it was.
Because we know
maybe
that...
Maybe it was cunny.
The word for... Cunny word? The word for cock was trade.
What? Old cocksman.
Message from an old cocksman.
But if you will not take this this counsel and persist in thinking a commerce with the sex inevitable, and I repeat my former advice that in all your amours you should prefer old women to young ones, you call this a paradox and demand my reasons. They are these. Because as they have more knowledge of the world and their minds are better stored with observations,
I like that.
Their conversation is more improving and more lastingly agreeable.
They can talk, they're smart.
Yeah,
right. They can cook.
That's very interesting.
You know why you should fuck an old whore? Because they're interesting.
What? You get to learn about travels.
Yeah. They don't have nice, sweet pussies or perky tits, but the stories.
I think my summary better, but that was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I like the romanticism.
That's true. He can't help but be a romantic over there.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, that's great.
Funny. That's, you know what? I like that old mentorship where you'd give like someone legit advice. You wouldn't sugarcoat it like they do now. Like they don't want to tell like an older comic is not going to tell a young one all the time your shit.
Right.
He would, but most people won't say it.
Yeah.
I think that's what's important. Tell him, look, that's shit. That's stupid. Mm-hmm. Do it like this so it could work. That you don't sugarcoat it. I think you make a better whatever you're mentoring than you would if you're too nice and you're scared to tell them the truth. Oh my
God. Well, unless you don't want him to surpass you.
Right.
No, and then, you should want him to surpass
you. Yeah, but if you don't want him, then you can be like, you're doing great.
You know what you should do? You should fuck old horse and leave all the young ones for me. I'm going to get the young hot ones.
There it is.
You get the old perfect one.
I'm going to take you on the road with me. Here's the plan. Right, you know what? It's a good plan.
You know
solid.
What's better than an old whore? A handicapped whore.
That old horse fucking. Look, I'm going to take these young ones. I know they're yappy. Yeah. They're lost. They're confused. They smell nice. I get it. I got
was this. Was it Ben Franklin or Churchill that had like 16 bodies buried under his house, including
that was Franklin
children
as well?
Was it Franklin as well?
Jesus.
This guy, dude. This is real. They dug
old
up,
whores?
No, no. Well, from children to like older people. He was doing experiments and shit. This is true.
God
they dug
damn
him up on his property, and it aligned in the same time that he was alive.
This is Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah. Benjamin Franklin.
I'm gonna be
dude
honest with you. I wasn't a fan before,
buddy. Now you are.
He's like in the letter. If you keep reading, they're like, you know, an old horse, so easy to kill.
Oh fuck! It's he's a wild
dead kids tell no tales.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
There it is. Fart proudly.
Yeah.
What
is that? Something he wrote?
I think so.
Thank God there was no Twitter back then, eh?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how canceled these guys would be if there was Twitter back then?
Oh, my God.
It'd be like,
this is the hashtags would have been amazing.
Hashtag fart porn.
Hashtag fart this porn. It's
fucked up because I'm watching the decline of American civilization in front of me, and it's because of outrage, like what you just said. Like, yeah. Imagine if there was Twitter. Like, I've been on the computer and I've been watching shit. Like, people are outraged over nothing. Like the Kanye thing. Mm. It's a fake outrage.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a real thing.
People like take sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not real.
I think it's entertaining.
Just fuck, he has an opinion. It's a dumb opinion. Let him turn your head.
He's a funny guy.
I still wear my Yeezys. I'm not going to take
them
off.
Yeah, same. Wearing
them
right now.
Yeah, they feel so good. Like, I don't know how. If people are just now finding out that guy's fucking insane, then that's a wild thing for me to realize about you. I'm like, are you just now realizing he's fucked up? Okay. That's crazy. You joined the fucking train. We all knew for years. Yeah. Like, he's a crazy person.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. This is fucking Kanye West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he was normal now, I'd be like, what happened to this guy? What's going on? Is he on drugs?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
That's what he was. I think he was for one point, and that's when they got him to shut up. You know? They were like, oh. I say, don't take those meds, Kanye. That's where I'm. That's
no,
where
forget
I'm
that. I saw him. He was on
stick it to the
interview.
Man.
I think crazy people create great art.
Oh, this is
that's
true.
Why people go like, oh shit, that song is insane. Because it's literally insane.
Yeah.
It was written by an insane person.
Only an insane person.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's true.
Yeah, a lot of his rhymes.
Like Jackson Pollock was either drugged up or insane. Like there is like look
those
at his art.
Those weird
the
abstract
splash stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you gotta be.
Is comedy an art or a trade then? Like do you have to be crazy to make good shit? Yeah.
It's a performance art.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to be crazy to get on stage. Yeah.
I think, going back to Jackson Pollock, do you know how probably he must have murdered someone to figure out how...
Spatter patterns?
Fucking, that's amazing. That is amazing. So, like, oh, fuck, yeah, but the... Yeah, I can't just stab people. Yeah. Hank does the same thing.
Yeah, they have to gush.
I went through four gush? Maids already. Yeah. This isn't going to work. None of them suck my dick. The splatter paint is kind of cool. You have to be a little mental. I noticed
it's
on
only cool if you're the first guy to do it.
Yeah.
Second guy's a fucking, fucking
he's
lame
a weirdo.
Dude. Yeah, we don't like him.
Technically, I think I've never done it, but it looks very easy to replicate.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's the way people see stand up and they go, oh, that's easy. I think it's the same thing. It
just
seems
know.
Easy.
Nah, I don't think it's the same. Yeah. That shit is easy, bro.
I don't think it is. Because
you're like, art is less artistic than stand-up.
A lot of stuff seems like, when it seems super easy, I always question myself.
Yeah, right. But abstract.
Yes, okay.
Abstract expressionism can be anything. Right, so you.
This is where you have a point.
Yeah, it's not like you're like, oh, this guy worked 40 years to paint this way. It was just abstract expressionism. He's expressing a feeling through fucking,
you
gushing all over the canvas.
Because movies, they normally go crazy with this, right? Mm. And we accept things like Coppola's an artist, and he did. But I was thinking about this the other day because I was watching The Offer, which is like a
I love
show.
That.
I love that show.
Love that show.
Based on how The Godfather was made.
Yeah.
Paramount
Plus.
Paramount Plus.
Oh shit!
Miles Teller.
Fuck. Yeah,
you
like
get a free
Miles
month
Teller.
And you cancel it right after. They got nothing good on
that. Yeah, yeah.
So that's exactly what I did. So the fucked up thing about this is it made me think about The Godfather again and be like, why do people love it? And then I realized when he goes to Sicily, he finds a wife. Okay, now he got beat up.
Yeah.
So he gets beat up. Al Pacino gets beat up. So he has a black eye. He's there. It shows him he's in Sicily. He's laying low, and he sees a chick. He's like, "I want to marry this broad," but he still had a black eye. I was like, "Bro, how long have you been? Like, you just went to Sicily 2 days later. You're like, I gotta fuck. I gotta marry this Italian chick," and then he marries her. He still has a black eye, and they kill her. But before they kill her, before she blows up, you have that scene where her tits are out and she's naked, and I was like, something odd about her tits and about this girl. So I Google her, and when that was filmed, that's a 16-year-old.
What?
So we had 16-year-old tits on the screen, and I was like, technically, the law says even if a 16-year-old sends another 16-year-old naked photos, that's kiddie porn.
That's child porn.
Like, no, we're all getting arrested.
Is The Godfather child porn? Is
that what you're saying? I'm just saying that she was 16 at the time.
Remember Samantha Fox, the singer?
Yes.
She used to be a big tit model before she sang. And in England, she used to do Page 4, Page 6, or whatever page they do. And she started doing that, I think, when she was either 14 or 16. Like in England in the 80s, like a 15-year-old could have her tits out.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Wow. But this was in the States. This was an American movie. And no one brings it up except for me. I just brought it up because I thought about it.
I mean, it's not surprising, though. You look at Hollywood, dude. They give away some crazy shit. Like you know, like that meme with Tarantino. You see this going around where he's like, you know, he's like, he makes From Dusk Till Dawn. He's like, oh man, I fucking love Selma Hayek. I think she's so hot. Get Selma Hayek in the movie as a stripper. And then he's like, I'm going to put myself in the movie and write up a scene where she puts her fucking toes in my mouth because he's a foot guy.
Yeah, he's a foot guy.
And so now you got the writer, director, star on stage with the Selma Hayek stripper just fucking washing her foot in the back of his mouth. And I'm like, that's Hollywood, baby. That's like right there.
We don't know. Maybe God she put that in the contract. Maybe she's like, I'm into you too.
Dude,
I want an ugly guy to remember my that toes.
Was sick of a fuck he was in that movie too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good movie, though.
Yeah.
He's a hideous man that makes beautiful art.
Yeah. He's got a big head.
He's so ugly.
He's very
He looks
big
like head. Someone should look like after they drowned.
Yeah.
And you go to the morgue to identify your brother.
Yeah.
You go, he kind of looks like Lurch.
Yeah, but he makes such good. Like this guy loves movies.
Yeah,
this guy. Like I love all his fucking movies.
So
like,
once
he really sucks me in.
The one in Hollywood, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah. I love that.
There was another movie they made where it was like a documentary about that, about Tarantino's obsession with cowboy movies back then.
Yeah.
And that's why he made that movie. He's absolutely obsessed with Hollywood cowboy movies.
Oh, like, he's a big Western guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's got that crazy gene.
Yeah.
You have to be.
You know?
I love that Kanye said that Tarantino stole Django from him.
He stole it from him?
Yeah. He said when he was doing the Piers Morgan interview. He said he was like, I came up with that concept. But Jamie Foxx and Tarantino stole it from me,
Django existed,
and but he says
it's a retelling.
He says he came up with that idea for a video, and then so you're like, oh Jesus Christ, shut the fuck up!
Yeah, shut the fuck up! It's like, I mean, he just put it like Tarantino put a spin on it, but we've all seen those movies.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly.
It's those movies exist.
Yeah,
they're out there.
I still have slaves.
Yeah, it's also very it's very weird.
They have different titles in different countries. In Australia, that's literally called String 'Em Up, Leo, instead of Django. Seriously,
String 'Em Up, Leo.
There's a good comedian in Austin, Leo. And she had a great joke about this. She goes, she's like, I'm a big fan of Leo. I love all his movies, and I cried when he died in Django. That's such a good joke.
That's good timing on that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yo, did you check about The Godfather? I was right? She was 16.
I couldn't find it.
What do you mean? Just Godfather? Go to the cast?
Just look in your search history for 16-year-old tits.
The first Godfather,
what was her name, the actress?
Oh, bro, okay, I'll do it. You've never watched The Godfather,
right? I have.
Dude, look at him.
Yeah.
I remember
he's
when...
Especially Godfather 2.
When I was...
Yeah, he's
when,
the, he's
when
in the
I
prequel.
Was, like, in my teens, there was a porn star named Tracy Lords.
Okay.
That she was, Rings like, the bell. Biggest porn star. And then people found out she was... this was before, like, fake tits.
Yeah.
And the reason why her tits were so nice is because she was 15 years old.
Whoa!
And I was, but I was like 13. I used to jerk off. And then when I found out she's a minor, I remember I felt like a pedophile.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's weird that I feel like a pedophile.
Yeah.
But she's 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
Like there's something
that is.
Yeah.
Weird.
I felt like, and I was like, I had a bunch of VHS tapes, and I was like, I gotta get rid of these. Yeah. These are illegal.
When I was 20, I went on a date with a girl. Because I met her at a bar. We went out, right? And then like I start calling her and she's having Norman calls me. Like, we had such a good time. Why would she do this? And then she finally answers. She's like, oh, I'm 17. I had a fake ID. And I'm like, oh. And it didn't really bother me. I'm 20. I didn't even think anything of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that could have happened to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, imagine that would be a weird fucking thing. Because you wouldn't know if you're at a bar.
Yeah, if you met her in a bar.
Right?
You think? Simonetta Stefanelli, dude.
Oh, she has the same face, huh?
I mean, she's not ugly,
she was born in 1954. So she used to be hot. Now she's mistress material.
She's still alive, was that?
Yeah, dude. That's some Ben Franklin pussy.
She was shown topless, although only 16 when the production began and 17 when the film came out.
Is that how they say Japanese in Italian?
Japanese. Yeah, that's amazing.
Japanese.
The Japanese.
Right here. She made her first appearance in La Mowgli Japanese.
La Mowgli Japanese.
I can see like a Japanese fusion restaurant having that name.
La Mowgli. Yeah, it's
Japanese.
Stir fried pasta. You want some stir fried cannoli?
We got some fucking sushi in here. It's fucking great sushi in here.
So it says here, Poseidon Stefania landed her breakout role as the innocent Apollonia, the beautiful but doomed first wife of Michael Corleone in the American crime film The Godfather, directed by Francis Ford Coppola. She was shown topless, although only 16 when the production began and 17 when the film actually came out. Her character was featured in the 1977
miniseries. That's kind of fucked.
Yeah,
that's kind of fucked for her. Yeah. Like, yeah. Do you watch the what's your face Marilyn Monroe thing on Netflix?
I started watching it. I didn't like it.
No, dude, same. It is like
bad.
Whoa, it's fucked up. Like, you don't know this shit about her. Like,
you know what?
She gets to Hollywood. Guy like goes in the office and she starts reading the script. He just goes.
But I think everyone expects that.
Pushes her down to the ground, turns around, pulls her panties down, starts fucking her. She's crying. Yeah. I'm like,
what?
This is like first, you know, 10 minutes. Yeah, it's
that
wild.
Was the only good part.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's like, it's all I need. I usually don't last 10 minutes. Like
they could have put it sooner, yeah.
So she didn't know, like, there was no talking. He just said, you have the role because I'm going to bang you, or she didn't get the role?
Yeah, 100%. She got the role.
God damn.
Yeah, she got like
James Dean sucked a lot of dicks, apparently, to get all his roles. Yeah.
Huh.
I read his biography.
Good for him, agenda. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I'm super
Was he gay, though?
No, he wasn't.
Well, but he was committed to the craft.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, yeah. That takes a lot.
I couldn't do it. He wanted to make it.
Yeah, and he did.
Yeah,
he's a legend.
Did, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Commitment.
Yeah.
Why is sucking dick to get to the top a bad thing?
It isn't.
Okay, I'm not saying they should, but I'm saying if they want to, why is it a bad thing?
Exactly.
Right?
That sounds, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a good trade.
You know, like, people forget there are girls out there that want to suck dick to get to the top.
There are guys out there that want to suck dick.
But, you know what I mean? But like most of it's like, oh, he made all these girls suck his dick to get to the top. No. They
accepted.
They wanted that.
Do you know how many times I got to pull Poseidon off me?
Yeah.
There are. That's some of the industry,
like, I'm
too.
I'm trying to make it.
All of the industry isn't Harvey Weinstein. Some of them are like, you know, because there's some girls who never spoke up about him, too. And you're wondering, like.
But there was some chicks that did and said, I knew what I was. There was that woman.
Yeah.
She came out and said,
she's like, I knew.
Yeah, she knew.
It's
we
like,
knew what
deal.
I was
quid pro quo.
Yeah, exactly. That was the deal.
A little gravy mouth for a good spot.
You know, the problem is that some probably, it's like what you said about the opening scene. Some is that. It's like they're going in there and the guy's like, I'm fucking you. Like, oh, I don't know what to do. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Most of that's fucked up. That's rape, though.
That's rape. Yeah.
Most of Weinstein's victims, I was looking at the list, most of them never made it. So if you're sucking a dick and then you become a Hollywood legend, you're like, look,
sweet,
I'm not gay.
Added.
He came in my mouth 4 times and then I got Pulp Fiction. It's
exactly,
okay.
Dude.
But you're like, I'm doing fucking dentine commercials. I'm doing like fucking
they
no
promised
one knows
me stardom.
Me. Yeah.
And my ass is filled with Weinstein's cum. It's too much.
Just dripping out the old fart whistle.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah, the Weinstein stuff is fucked up. So it's not worth watching the Monroe thing, huh?
It's
good. I like it.
One of the reasons I didn't like it is it's a Cuban girl, and sometimes you notice the Cuban accent.
Absolutely.
That's stupid.
You're
girl.
Like, happy birthday. And then you're like,
yeah, I'm like, is she doing an accent right now? But she looks exactly like her.
Yeah. She looks exactly like her. I think.
Happy birthday.
You have to watch it. You have to watch it in a language that isn't English with subtitles.
Oh, that would work.
And pretend like you're in Portugal.
Yeah, or just
she
mute
looks
it.
That much like her, huh?
Yeah, she looks exactly like her.
She does look exactly like her. And a really good actress, too.
She
did a good job considering.
Yeah.
So sorry, el presidente.
Yeah,
so sorry.
Yeah, she calls him el presidente.
Señor presidente.
Yeah. Oh, no, that I wouldn't be able to get into that. It would take me out of the realism.
No, I'm so horny.
I suspend disbelief for a bit. Oh, speaking of horny, I saw an article that Poseidon, I don't know if he's seen it already, but it's right up his alley. There was a guy who was born with like a horn on the tip of his dick, a 2-inch horn.
What a fucking boss.
He's
dude.
Got an extra dick.
Yeah, but it's cancerous.
Still.
It's a price to pay for greatness.
Yeah, well, he's got a horn.
Yeah, dude. I'd fucking show that off.
Imagine. 2 inches. Can you imagine growing a dick on your dick?
And when the cancer grows, his dick will grow.
Yeah.
So he'd be like, look.
Yeah, that dude's an alpha. Are you kidding me? That's some alpha genes he has.
You're talking about the chemo. But how's that going to affect the dick?
Do we really want it gone? Can we just cut around it?
There's a photo of it. God, did you find it?
Jesus Christ. That
What's it look like?
They're showing they're blurring his cock out, but they're showing the horn?
Yeah.
What?
It does look like vegetables.
What?
It looks like a banana.
Yeah, why is there a picture of a
why is the horn so dry
it's
though?
So, I don't
he should moisturize. It
looks like a banana.
So dude. is the dick hole like before the horn?
I think so. I think he like
I think it's like separate.
It's like a stalactite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a, in a cave.
Ah. Either way, due to the risk of cancer, doctors quickly removed the penile protrusion.
Man, girls see some weird shit.
By amputating the mass.
5 inch. That's a 5 inch dragon. That five. He added 5 inches to his dick.
Look at what it says here.
I've had that email.
It says that they amputated the mass and also extracted around a half an inch. Of tissue from under its base, which means his dick lost a half an inch too.
Wait,
but from the side.
So he went from having like a 11 inch dick to like a 5.5 inch dick.
With half a horn.
With half a horn.
Unfortunate Chinese man.
So a 2 inch dick.
Oh, that guy's got a dick on his head. Look at that.
Yeah.
A 4 inch devil horn dick on his head.
Dickhead.
Yeah. I mean, girls see some weird shit, eh, when you think about it?
Yeah.
I've talked to some girls. I remember one of my best friends, like after high school, she was. She'd always like tell me about her scandalous adventures, to which I was all ears. And she talked about one time going down a guy, and she's like, the smell made me want to throw up. And but she's like, I'm like half committed. I'm already here. I'm not gonna like. It's a weird social thing to be like, not now, you know, in the heat of the moment. So she's like, I did it, and I'm like, oh, like shit, like girls, like. I'd
eventually though she'll clean it, right?
Yeah,
you figure after three, four, it's clean.
Like, I'll get this nice rinse.
It's
definitely not gonna hurt.
Artie, I am a cleaning lady. So let me tell you guys, your podcast, Bottom of the Barrel.
Yes, please.
Which we should address the fact that you attempted to murder me.
Yes,
this is true.
Know this. Unsuccessfully,
and then. Someone comes on the show and you spend 10 minutes talking shit about the attempted murder.
Yeah. It was so funny. Dude.
You weren't taking your murder easily.
I was with him. I was dying of laughter because of the because of his impersonation of me. What's up, guys?
He sounded way straighter.
Yeah. So your podcast, where can they find it? Why should they find it? What's going on with that?
Yeah, Bottom of the Barrel podcast on all platforms, Podcast in the Barrel on Instagram. It's Wes and I, and, you know, it's fucking bro shit. We're hanging out, drinking beers, talking shit.
And it's weekly.
It's weekly, every Saturday, and then we got a Patreon for all the bobs out there.
For all the legit shit.
Yeah, that's right. So that's about it.
Can they buy shirts and stuff?
No.
Why not?
And we don't.
Limited run? We just throw them out every now and then?
Yeah, we just give them away at shows. Yeah.
And what about the tour?
No tour right now. We're just fucking, we're pretty, just listen to us,
in
if anything.
Times, Chris still trying to recoup all the money he spent on the studio. So
I've given up on that, dude. I'm just having a good time at this
I don't
point.
Think he's going to make it back. Well, that's a fucking studio. Yeah,
that's an
bro.
Amazing studio.
Yeah, that's a good
it's
time.
It's a building.
Yeah.
It's its own thing.
Yeah.
Its own entity.
Yeah.
And there's a building within the building. There's a little secret room.
There are secret rooms, yeah.
I like what you're up to up there, sir.
Thanks, man.
All right. Well, the reason why I'm bringing that up is I want people to follow you guys. We were also on the Bottom of the Barrel podcast with him and Preach.
Yes,
Mike, Preach, we're there.
Absolutely. And we're having Poseidon on. Invited Poseidon to come do one.
Very good idea.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's my idea.
He's got a horn on his penis.
Bring his Italian, Italian looking ass. So we'll have the exclusive horn dick on our fucking podcast.
I kind of love that it took Mike, Preach, and Vangelis. And then one Poseidon. took three of them to make four or one. That's going to be great. It's been great.
Like the Power Rangers.
Yeah, they occupy the same amount of the couch, though.
That's motivation.
We offered him $5,000 to lose weight for Christmas.
Him.
He weighed 185. We told him if you drop to... he weighed 285.
290.
Yeah. And we told him if you lose 50 pounds by Christmas, we'll give you $5,000.
Yeah, a month later, he weighed 5 pounds more.
he gained weight. 280. So, and we're at Christmas is, and we offered this money to him 5 months ago.
Yeah. Wow.
So it took him 5 months to lose 10 pounds.
So he's,
you can't motivate him. He's very difficult to motivate.
I need cocaine now.
Yeah, he's
very he's like in the home stretch, dude. I know a guy.
You need a POW camp is what you need.
Watch him fucking cutting himself.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Just get it out of me.
He's like in the home stretch.
Oh, so speaking of that, so Mike, are the Club Soda shows already sold out?
They're all sold out.
So you guys can't make it, but not, you guys can, but I mean the people at home, they can't come to the Club Soda shows. He's filming Mike Ward Noir. The tour has ended.
What are the dates?
Next weekend, 28th to 29th of October.
Four shows.
Dope. Yeah.
Club Soda filming, so it could be.
I'll be there. I want to see that.
Yeah, come hang out. You always, you know him.
Fuck yeah.
You're always welcome. If you guys
GSP,
want to
speak, GSP is going to be there.
Yeah. Nice, George.
Yeah, he's going to wrestle him to the
ground. No, another GSP.
Yo, you're thinking,
it's one of you're his friends. It's Guido San Paolo.
Giuseppe
San Pedro.
Yeah, Japanese.
Japanese.
So there's that. There's also the Halloween special of the Intellectuals coming out next week. So the week that this comes
out. With a new intellectual.
Dude, I already have. We have their costumes. God damn it. You guys are going to lose your fucking minds. It's the worst idea and the best idea I've ever had in my life.
Incredible.
It's very stressful to have them all together, but it's a lot of fun. So there's That's a lot of incredible. Fun happening there. If you want to rent a podcast studio, booking podcast studio at gmail.com, you could rent a studio from Poseidon. Send an inquiry over there. That's all we have for you guys. Make sure to follow our boys Wes and Chris. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.
See ya.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.